In this episode, I'm going to share with you my recommendations on what gear I feel you should get if you're just starting out in photography. Also, backed by popular demand, the intro music. Welcome back. This is episode 9 of the Photography Podcast. Thank you for joining me today. My name is Anthony Gauna, and I'm here to help aspiring photographers and creatives become better at their craft, their business, and everything in between. So a few weeks ago on Instagram, I actually asked, what kind of topics would you like me to cover? And Sylvia actually asked, what is your advice for someone wanting to start? What gear do you recommend? And I thought it'd be a good topic to kind of cover. I actually don't want to make this a how to photograph kind of podcast or anything like that. I really don't want to kind of teach the basics of anything, but this is actually a really, really common question that I get asked. And the advice that I give is not really what most people, think they're going to hear from me. But I also wanted to make this just so that every time I get asked that, I can refer to this and not have a long-winded blog post, to refer people to. It can just be me talking about, what I recommend. So I'm just going to get straight into it. So my recommendation is any camera is a good camera to start with. And I know that's probably not what you were thinking about hearing, but if you just have an iPhone, just start with that and kind of like dive into like all the tons of apps that are available to like edit, especially like the newer iPhones, they can shoot in RAW format, which is like a really good format to be able to edit in compared to what the typical thing is a JPEG. Also, I just want to say, like, I'm not going to dive into too much technical stuff. One, because I don't know very much technical kind of stuff. But two, you don't need to know a lot of the technical stuff in the beginning. I just want to give you my advice and recommendation on just how to get started. So any camera is a good camera to start with. And so if you've got a camera just lying around, maybe you've got a family member or a friend who just has one that maybe they're not using or they can lend you, start off with that. Another recommendation that I have is to go to Best Buy with whatever money you're willing to spend and go buy a camera with that. I don't want to like say what, you know, brand is better than the other, because like in this day and age, like anything is good. Anything that's coming out now is really, really good. And I don't really have a preference on brand, because there's Canon and Nikon and Sony and Fuji, Olympus, I think Panasonic. There's a lot. And I honestly don't keep up, with all the different models that are coming out, but it's 2019. There's tons of really, really good stuff at different price points. Just whatever you're willing to spend, go into Best Buy and see what will get you, you know, with that money is what I recommend. Now, most of the cameras these days, especially if you're going to buy new, it's going to come with what's called a kit lens. It's basically like a nice starter off type of lens. Usually it's a zoom. It's like a 18 millimeter to 50 millimeter, something like that. Honestly, the kit lenses, I mean, it's good enough to get you started off with, but if you're willing to get another lens, I would recommend going with a 50 millimeter f1.8 lens. Just because the kit lenses, they're not going to be as good quality. And a 50 millimeter lens, at f1.8, you can buy, right around like the 200 or even less range. Probably like in the used lens area, like on, Amazon, Craigslist, eBay, stuff like that, you can find it less than $200. And that's a really, really good lens to start off with. And if you're brave enough, like me, you can even just go and try and find a camera body, on Craigslist, Amazon, eBay, stuff like that, and get a body even cheaper. So if you're going to get a camera, get one where you can change out the lenses, basically. But going back to what I said in the start, anything is better than nothing. So, but yeah, that's my recommendation. Whatever money you have, go into Best Buy and buy yourself a camera, and then get yourself a 50 millimeter f1.8 lens, and you're good to go. Like, that is a really, really good starting point. So like, two things that matter as far as like getting a camera. It would be, one, just learning the settings. So that would be your ISO, your aperture, and your shutter. Now, like I said, I'm not here to teach what each of those things mean, but in all these cameras, those are your settings to go to as far as where to start. Those will adjust your exposure, the amount of blur and light you have, all that kind of good stuff. So learn those, and you can learn those on any camera, you know, that has a lens, interchangeable lens, basically. And then secondly, is just what I was talking about earlier, would just be just having a decent lens. You can have any sort of lens that's really, really good on a cheap camera body, and you'll still have really, really good looking images, especially if you know your ISO, aperture, and shutter. So my personal recommendation is to go with lenses that are called prime lenses. That basically means that they don't zoom. I actually don't own any zoom lenses whatsoever. I just shoot primarily primes. That's just basically to make it, I guess, a little more understandable. Primes are set at a certain length that you could essentially zoom at with a zoom lens, basically. So with a prime lens, you are going to have to move around in order to frame up a shot. But for me, that's the stuff that I enjoy doing. It makes me think more on my toes. And honestly, in the end, like, once you get better, you're going to have a more consistent look, because you're going to know what prime lens to put on that will get you the look that you're kind of going for. So that would be my two things that I feel like that matters when you're looking, is just knowing your settings and then just having a decent lens. And I guess thirdly, just making sure it's a prime lens and not a zoom lens. But like I said, you know, from the start, if you just get a camera with a kit lens, start off with that and just start learning the settings. Just a little bit of like a backstory on like how I got started. I kind of wanted to just talk about how I started and then what I'm currently using. I want to make this a podcast episode that can be heard at any point. That's why I don't really want to talk about models and stuff that I recommend, because that's going to completely change every single year. But how I started out was, I picked up a cheap point and shoot camera that my mom wasn't using. And this is like really, it's like a tiny camera. And this is like before, like, you could take photos, really, at least decent ones, on a cell phone, because I had a cheap flip phone, basically. I was, you know, just a side note, like, does anybody remember the Razer phones? Like, they were like a super thin flip phone. At the time, that was like my dream phone, and it took me a long time to even get that because they were like so expensive at the time. Anyway, but I had a cheap point and shoot camera, and this is like a tiny, almost about the size of a phone now, rectangular camera. And then when you turned it on, the lens kind of like popped out of the body, basically, like automatically. You'd hear like a little and it'd pop out, and that's what I started off with. Like, it didn't shoot in raw format. It just shot JPEG, and that's just kind of what I did. I just kind of like took pictures of random things, and then I would like pull it into Photoshop and then just look up, or just kind of just mess with settings, really. And kind of, I was into a vintage look, and, you know, so I was trying to edit like that. After that, I got bored, and a friend of mine said, "Hey, the way you're editing looks like how this one camera looks." And so I picked up this camera. They're no longer being made at the time, or at no longer being made anymore, sorry. But it's a Holga camera, And at the time, new, you could buy them like around $40 to $50, sometimes less. So I think I bought mine on Amazon or eBay. And it's a cheap plastic camera, film camera, real cheap, like cheap plastic. And so I shot a roll of film in this. And that's when I got that roll of film back. That's when I wanted to just get better at taking photos. And so I'm going to take a sip of water real quick. I should have done this before I started. Okay, better, better. But yeah, so I wanted to get better. And so I saved up, I think it was about maybe $400. And I found somebody selling a camera on Craigslist. It was a Canon Rebel, and I don't know what model it was. By now, it's going to be an old camera. And I think Canon still makes the Canon Rebels. I'm not quite sure on that. But yeah, I bought this camera with a kit lens for $400 from somebody on Craigslist. And that's what got me started. The next lens that I bought was a 50mm 1.8. And I primarily shot with that for a good few months. I shot a few weddings with just that camera and that lens. And that's just how I started learning. And I kind of wanted to say that because people will DM me on Instagram and ask me these questions, and they think that like I've got the most amazing quality cameras. But I mean, I've got decent cameras, but for me, it's more about learning how to use it and then just making the most out of it. So fun fact, majority of my gear is actually bought used. Two of my bodies that I'm now using right now are Nikon bodies. They're two different models. One is a 750, the other is a 600. And I bought the 600 when it came out brand new. Since then, I dropped it and I had to get repaired. So it's been through hell. but it's still a good camera. And then the 750 is now considered like an old camera, because there's been tons of different models that have come out since. But it's still a good camera. You could probably find it used for $1,400 or less, nowadays. So, I mean, it's considered old now, but I still love that camera. It's a great camera. But yeah, other than that, like all my lenses pretty much are used that I either bought off Craigslist or Amazon or eBay. Those are always my go-to places before I start to consider buying something brand new. And it's served me well. So the other body that I have is a Fuji X-Pro2. Yet again, another one that's considered old. But I bought that body used with a lens for about $1,200 on eBay. That was like a lucky find at the time, because I think they're going, I don't know how much they're going for now. I don't want to say numbers. But that's what I shoot with. Primarily like weddings and engagements and stuff like that, I use my 750 Nikon. And then for just everything else that is just personal life or just anything else, it's the Fuji X-Pro2. And yeah, that's pretty much what I use right now. And I don't have any plans on switching. There's been a lot of new cameras that have been coming out. Canon and Nikon have released mirrorless cameras, and I'm just not enticed at all. I love just being able to work with what I have, and that's kind of what I wanted to end with. Is just work with whatever you've got and learn it well. And if you feel like you need to get something newer, you know, if it'll help you out, if it will improve your quality, jump, you know, to something a little bit better. But yeah, my recommendation is always see what you can find used, because you'll get more bang for your buck. You will be taking a little bit of a risk, you know, if it's been beat up, you know, I don't know, you just kind of need to take the risk, in my opinion. The good thing about like buying used from Amazon is if like, for instance, I bought some flashes off of Amazon from some seller turned out that they were both broken. And so I just sent in a video to Amazon and they refunded me, and all I had to do was just mail back the flashes, and I was reimbursed for everything. So Amazon is probably like the less riskier option if you buy used. Anyway, that's kind of my recommendations, guys. I wanted to keep it pretty short and simple. But yeah, to sum everything up, any camera is a good camera to start off. Just start with something and start learning it just in and out. Go on YouTube, look up tutorials. You can find an endless amount of just beginner how-to tutorials, and just start there. And then when you've got a grasp of everything and you're like starting to make a little bit of a business out of it, come back to the podcast, because that's what I'm going to be teaching. I want to teach, everything that has helped me in my business, everything from like how to prep for weddings and how to deal with clients and client management and workflows and editing workflows and all that kind of good stuff. That's what I talk about on the podcast. But I just wanted to make a little bit of a quick beginner podcast, just so I can reference people to this. So anyway, guys, thanks for listening. If you like the show and you want to learn more, head on over to my website, which is anthonygauna.com. And if you want, please leave a review over on iTunes and let me know what you think. I also have a Facebook group, so you can also join that. All that will be in the show notes. But yeah, thanks again, guys, for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.